Welcome back, my friends, to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyen. Joining us in the next hour is going to be Timothy Spearman, my faithful friend, sidekick, an all-round good guy, to tell us about Fauci and the funding. We didn't have time to do that with Dr. Bregan last time, although that's a major portion of his book. And I would strongly suggest to people, like, I wouldn't just say, buy this book. I'd buy as many copies as you can afford to give out to people to try to lure them back to some sort of reality. Because we're fighting for our lives here. And our Benedict Arnold leaders are fighting for their lives, really. Because ultimately, if all this comes out, I know maybe we can't go to the gallows, but a lot of them could be looking at some serious prison time for all these events. Dr. Martin did prepare a legal brief, 205 pages long. I have the video embedded on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, in the video section, with a link to that document. It's the American document for Fauci, but it saves a lot of attorneys a lot of research time on the laws that are broken and how to handle them, because of the felony issue, that opens up hundreds of billions of dollars in litigation for you. Like, you should be like ravenous dogs to chew that up and spread that around and teach these monkeys a lesson one way or another. In March of 2019, I said that when Dr. Bregan was on, Canada's National Microbiology Lab sent virulent weaponized viruses to China. And a Chinese agent working for that lab took them there. That was a big thing in the news. People looked in it. They buried it in a hole. The director of the lab mysteriously died. All those usual things in a good treacherous operation. It's nothing to be trifled at, because now your lives are on the line. You're going to put this junk in your body that's a slow-motion biological weapon. It's going to clot your capillaries, lay waste to all sorts of organs in your body. I think it was Nature magazine had an article in January of last year about that, and it kind of went down the memory hole or something like that. They're bound to do, because I'd seen it and then I couldn't find it anywhere. They took it off the offline, but it could affect something like 23, 24 organs in your body and lead to death or serious bodily harm. It can make you go blind, can make you go deaf, make you infertile, damage your lungs. All sorts of great things, so that you will be permanently disabled. You won't be able to fight, that's for sure, when they come marching in. And then Dr. Martin reminded me about, you know, the Canadian system where you can take a terrible son of a gun to court, like Trudeau. And we had a fireman from Mississauga on the show in November of 2019, Norman Traffercy, who was doing that, and all the crap he went through, like, that they wouldn't open the door. They bolted the door closed. He's banging outside on the door, and they're saying, oh, there's nobody here to present the case, and all these other little tricks. But what really blows me away is, fortunately, I attached some links to some of the news I wanted to talk about that day on my site, so it's easy for me to refresh my memory and link to it. And I'd forgotten about this one, even though it's just absolutely stunning at this point. Ecogenocide. 11,000 scientists sign order demanding the globalists eliminate billions of humans from the planet Earth. Okay. For a green type movement. So that was on Natural News back then. And climate change is going to get us all, so let's kill all the people. But guess what they're doing? They're going to kill us. The wheels are in motion. There's probably something like 4 million here in Ontario, Canada, where I am, that haven't taken it. I've heard stories in one newspaper, it was 2.4 million. The CBC said 3 million. But when I heard Comrade Mayor of Toronto, John Tory, speak this morning, because they're sending out the mobile death squads to get the unvaxxed. He said it was 25% of the population. So that makes it closer to 4 million. So there's a good nucleus of us left to rebuild and restore society. And we have to maintain our integrity of DNA to survive this. And that's why I look at it as from a biblical perspective, is this is the next great Passover. Those of us with our pure, unaltered, God-given DNA and immune systems will survive. And those who have taken the jab will not and will perish from this earth if all goes according to a nefarious plan that has been laid out for a long, long time. And it's hard to make people even begin to understand. In one book I was reading recently, it just talked about the great lie. When you have a lie, this is what the Nazis use, when the lie is so great, it is beyond the comprehension of anyone to even form a thought about how great the crime is. You get away with it. Where the little ones are easy to understand. You know, you took an extra croissant at the table. You drained the beer bottle before I was finished. Those are little things people can fight about. But to understand world global domination and the genocide of the human race, it's beyond their comprehension to understand. But you better build your learning curve fast. And Timothy Spearman's here to help you do that, because he's a very eloquent speaker, researcher, and writer. And he put together a paper called Fauci Hid Funding of Gain-of-Function Research at WTV. So if you could introduce yourself and start to elucidate on these ill-gotten funds, we'd be very thankful.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, I don't like to use the word doctor because it means teacher. And when I look at someone like that, a monstrous, genocidal psychopath that has clearly been engaged in the criminal gain-of-function research throughout the years and is responsible for bringing us HIV, AIDS, SARS, and SARS-CoV-2, as it's been dubbed, and an array of different bioweapons in his research laboratories. Under Obama, the Obama administration had banned gain-of-function research being conducted in the United States. So the NIH and NIAID, which Fauci is at the head of, he has chosen to take this research offshore. And the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China is just one of the labs that he has been using to conduct this research. Now, the fact that the sub-agency Eco-Alliance transferred the substantial funding from NIAID through and channeled it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct this gain-of-function research indicates that efforts were being made to hide the source of funding. Why else would you use a sub-grant agency unless you were trying to hide something? Why this hasn't been addressed and brought up in the interrogations that have been taking place in the Senate hearings is beyond me. I mean, that would have been the first point I would have raised is, well, why did you use the sub-grant agency, Eco-Alliance, to provide the funding? I mean, of course, he would have come up with his usual obfuscations and justifications to try to explain away why this fraud was being perpetrated through the sub-grant agency, but at least they should have brought it up in terms of questioning, but it seems not to have occurred to anyone for whatever reason. I don't know how much integrity there really is in the interrogations that are taking place. I mean, it seems like Rand Paul is really going for the jugular and seems to be trying to get Fauci backpedaling and trying to expose his machinations. But really, I mean, I'm not a physician. I have no real scientific background. I'm a PhD in philosophy, and yet with the three books I've written on COVID and the article that's soon to be published that's been written about the whole problem of the genetic factor pertaining to this virus, clearly, well, you know, there's a problem. What's their excuse? Why are they not getting to the heart of the beast and coming up with something more concrete in this investigation? because I've found an array of things that they seem to have overlooked, which amazes me because I'm not even an expert in the field, so I don't know what excuse they can make for themselves. But anyway, the other thing that needs to be suggested is that the experimentation that took place with Dr. Barrick and Bat Lady Dr. Shi over in the Wuhan Institute of Virology Lab conducted this research on juvenile and geriatric mice, which must have been done with a purpose. When the, you know, when you look at the fact that they're doing this research on a specific population of mice, you've got to ask yourself why. And they've been quite clear about what they had done in terms of experimentation. They were conducting the research on mice to see how they reacted to this pathogen, to evaluate the role of what they called SHC014 spike in mediating infection in vivo. They infected 10-week-old mice with plague-forming properties of either SARS, MA15, or SHC014, MA15. Animals infected with SARS MA15 experience rapid weight loss and lethality. In contrast, CHC014, MA15 infection produced substantial weight loss of 10%, but no lethality in mice. Examination of viral replication reveals nearly equivalent viral titers, which is the lowest concentration of a virus that still infects cells, from the lungs of mice infected with SARS-MA-1-5 or SHC-014-MA-1-5, whereas lungs from the SARS-MA-1-5 infected mice showed substantial staining in both the terminal bronchioles and the lung parenchyma. Those of CHC-014-MA-1-5 infected mice showed reduced airway antigen staining. In contrast, no deficit in antigen staining was observed in the I'm just going to, you know, draw that to a close, but I just want you to see how the research shows that something very suspicious and untoward is taking place with this research. I mean, why are they experimenting with geriatric mice? When the UN and affiliated world government bodies are constantly emphasizing the fact that the global population is too high and must be reduced, and that we've exceeded the planet's carrying capacity, and that our ecological footprint is just simply too great for the planet to allow for so many souls to inhabit it, it's self-evident that seniors, the superannuated, the elderly, whatever you wish to call these people, are quite unwanted. Therefore, the effect of the virus on geriatric mice must have been done for the described purpose of testing lethality rates for certain strains of the virus on older mice, to study how it might affect a similar population of humans. So why is it that, you know, these doctors and scientists that are in the know, and Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who's doing the interrogations of Fauci, has not looked at that, because he's read the paper, he knows of the paper, but seems not to have read it with any degree of scrutiny, because I've caught that and he seems to have overlooked it. The other thing that concerns me so much about this research paper that was done by Fat Lady Shi and Dr. Barrick of the National Institute of Health type of connections, and the other team members that were involved in this study, is that it indicates that two of the research scientists, strangely enough, both seem to have the same picture posted in association with their identities when doing a profile search on Google. Now, I haven't checked in the last few days to see if that is still the case, to see whether these two individuals still have the same picture posted on Google in association with their names. But I can tell you that it was the case when I originally did check, and I kept checking for a number of days to see if there had been any change, and no, there hadn't been. I had my publisher take screenshots of both and have it recorded and time-stamped so that we'd have some evidence that it had at one time been the case. But let's just say that Vanit D. Manakere, obviously of Indian background, and Sudhakar Agnihotram seem to have exactly the same picture posted of themselves at their, respective profiles that are featured on Google. So despite the Indian name and background, Vanit Manakere, it is PhD at Washington University in St. Louis. He's currently working in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Texas Medical Branch. His current research is focused on utilizing severe coronavirus infections. I mean, utilizing? Excuse me? Utilizing? Does that suggest maybe using it as a weapon? The Manakere lab seeks to define virus-host interactions that dictate disease outcomes, taking advantage of three cutting-edge platforms: one, reverse genetic systems for virus generation; two, a refined systems biology approach; and three, diverse model systems for infection. Now, keep in mind, this research is being conducted at the University of Texas Medical Branch. And keep in mind that the University of Texas is also home to Professor Eric Plienka, the ecologist who told a meeting of the Texas Academy of Science that human population reduction was necessary in order to save the planet. And this Professor Plienka recommended that Ebola might be a very, very helpful agent in achieving that aim of, having this population reduction. I should also mention that of these two individuals that were on the research team, this Vanit Manakere and Sudhakar Agnihotram, these two individuals that share the same profile picture, we have some questions about this. In fact, Sudhakar Agnihotram has no picture posted of himself on Facebook and on other profiles last time I checked. Why is that? And why would the same picture be posted for both men on Google? What is the cause of this mix-up? Is Sudhakar Agnihotram an alter identity of Vanit Manakere? And is Vanit Manakere a government agent employing two identities, possibly a double agent working for two different governments, or a triple agent working for three different governments? Looking at the various research studies undertaken by Sudhakar Agnihotram and Vanit Manakere, it looks like they are undertaking exactly the same kind of research. It's remarkable to note how they both just happen to have their fingers on the pulse of all the latest respiratory diseases that have affected the world since the beginning of this millennium. So that is the sum of the article, really, in essence, that was about Fauci hiding the funding, and he did far more than that, of course. He was engaged in supporting gain-of-function research, which has been banned in the United States, and collaborating with, whether it be, politically correct or not, he collaborated with a foreign government, but not just with a foreign government. He collaborated with a lab that had specific ties to the Chinese defense apparatus. There's no question that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is connected to the Chinese military. Therefore, they are doing bioweapon research. There's no denying this. I mean, let's not obfuscate. Let's not try and find excuses. Let's not try and justify the fact that you've committed treason against your own country, Fauci. Let's get right down to brass tacks. You're a traitor. You're a criminal. You've committed crimes against humanity, and you need to be bolted to the wall. And I can't see it happening soon enough. So,
indeed.
I don't know. I don't want to keep talking at length because maybe you have a George, a comment to make. But
we'll be coming up to the break soon. One article I didn't mail out that I discovered yesterday on Dr. McCullough's message board, which is very, very intense at times, is a lady I'm not familiar with, but a very noble American, Mindy Robinson, who's big in the entertainment industry, wants to run for Congress, and is very determined to stand up for, you know, the truth and all things good and American. She discovered in H.R. 4980, to direct the Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that any individual traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives to an airport inside the United States or a territory of the United States is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and for other purposes. So she was wondering, what are the other purposes of this vaccine? What is the other purpose? And stuff she put on Facebook was deleted, you know, almost immediately. So now this is on patriot.com, the DCPatriot.com. And it's very, very telling. What are the other purposes? I think we can very much guess, since we're all useless eaters now. I'm George Freund, Timothy Spearman. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming to Power Hour. This is where you get your power.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil. Available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the last segment, of course, Timothy Spearman, a man I've stood beside for many long years, trying to right wrongs, straighten out some semblance of reality, of justice, for as many people as we can reach out to. And it's always just been a great blessing to know that there's someone here and there that you bump into that's an honorable man that will lay it on the line for the brethren to help the people who aren't as sophisticated to understand the vagaries that are before us, which are intense, to understand the science, to understand strategy of deception, to understand psychological warfare, political warfare, to try to read into, you know, the deep-seated evil that's all around us is a very, very difficult thing because they lie so well. I heard Comrade Trudeau a little bit on the news while I was driving before the show. Gag, puke. But with all this stuff on him, that the man can still sing the same song without flinching and try to raise dirt on decent and honorable people and hide his complicity in probably some of the greatest crimes the human race will ever know just boggles my mind, really. It's just hard to believe how someone can do that. A couple other pieces of news that I had buried in my section here was the dark web keeping track of all the jabbed people already. A Russian hacker found stuff on the dark web. And it shows everybody that's jabbed is already in the matrix. So he films it with his camera. I posted the video on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, for you to look at. It's got subtitles for when he says something in Russian. And it's just absolutely where it's going, ultimately. They mean to put us in the box. And this is, you know, no pun or joke or anything like that. If they can get away with it, they will do this, and we can't let them get away with this. On, you know, some sort of karma news, the Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized with COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. So here's a man who followed the trail, is blazed, and he got sick anyway. They don't say how deeply sick he is. It's in the Epic Times that I got this article. And what disturbs me more about someone who claims to have faith is generally they have no faith. So I remember when I was a little boy, my teacher could read scripture in school. And one thing she settled on to learn to read and to memorize was the 23rd Psalm. And that's always stuck with me in times like this, with imagined fear, real deal, whatever's coming along. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord art with me. So I don't fear. Don't like it sometimes, but I don't fear it, because when I fear it, I give it power, and when I give it power, it can consume me. So the best thing to happen in this great pandemic would be everybody just, you know, pops open a beer, sits on the corner, and laughs at them. The war is over. They can't get you. They can only get you when they can weaponize fear and take it to you. Part of the great judgment might be many of these bureaucrats and weirdos and troublemakers and God only knows what that have been the enemy of the Republic in every country that we could ever think of or imagine. If they've really taken this thing, fools that they are, they may be facing their Waterloo, and it's going to be a whole new world order when this is done. The latest COVID vaccine deaths were sent to me as well. You know, 21,800 approximately, over 2 million injured in European Union database. That was on Dr. McCullough's page. And then for the UK, 1,135,000 injuries, almost 1,600 dead. Brazil, 32,000 people dead following these vaccinations, or I guess exterminations. It's working very, very well. I heard a rumor from Stu Peter's show that he was saying, you know, Germany's on the verge of canceling this because of the outright deaths occurring from this and disabling injuries. You just, sooner or later, you can't deny it. Like, you're going to be stepping over the bodies in the street, which would have revealed you had a real pandemic. But the cure is going to be way worse than a disease, and we may have to be facing that sort of a Waterloo in time, where many, many, many of our fellows will be terminated. And they won't be able to go to the hospital because the doctors and nurses will be sick. The police will be sick. The ambulance drivers will be sick. The fire department's going to be sick. And usually we call in the military, but they're going to be sick. And we just have to call 1-800-PLA, and I'm sure all kinds of people will volunteer to come over and help us through the process, and probably won't go home when it's over. I heard also in Afghanistan, the Hunter Biden laptop was probably instrumental in outing all the CIA operatives around the world. Can you imagine that? I'm sure most people on this program didn't, but people voted in, and then other people arranged to fix an election to bring in a communist traitor that outed all your loyal operatives around the world so they can face death and injury, torture, capture. That's what got in the keys to the store. It just boggles my mind. And when they bugged out, they left the weapons that they were giving to the Afghanistan government for the Taliban to use, if you can believe that. Can you believe that? I can believe that, because there's just nothing that would surprise me for the level of incompetence and debauchery that we see today in our world. And we'd always look up to the American government in the past as being, you know, basically the mountain that we build freedom on, as the largest repository of freedom. And that's the other thing, too, is I hear there's newly discovered mineral stuff in Afghanistan, too, that just blow your socks off. And that's a big picture of the pie, too. But sometimes we have to, you know, add a little humor to the mix. So I was playing around with an old song, Mr. Tambourine Man, and I changed it to the modern circumstances, and it's probably going to be the top hit in Kabul. Hey, Mr. Taliban Man, hang an infidel for me. I'm happy as can be, because the poppies sell with glee. Hey, Mr. Taliban Man, hang an infidel for me. In the jingle jangle of cash, I've given Biden some stash. And that's the president. That's our world. It's just sickening. But we deserve the denouement, if that's the case. Timothy also had a great message, too, that he sent me. I saw the video. I didn't make notes from it. But an engineer steps up, and I believe it was in Barbados, to talk to their chief medical officer of health at a public meeting, and lays out a lot of the facts Dr. Martin had. And he's cool, matter of fact, looks like he was ex-army or something like that. Just gives it to him. Boom, 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 boom. The doctor is just stunned. My dog could probably look back at you with more understanding than this woman who's the chief medical officer of health. And then there's the commissar who sits at the desk and, you know, he's just, we're not here to be lectured to. And, you know, he makes his inane and stupid comments. But the man speaking should be running the government. Not these clowns, stooges, and fools that are leading us all to disaster. That's part of my rant. Do you have something to add, Tim?
I just wanted to bring up the fact that Dr. Martin has put together this dossier about Fauci and it's a very damning indictment. To offer some background to this, Dr. David E. Martin's company, MCAM, has been monitoring since around the turn of the millennium possible violations of the 1925 Protocol for the Prohibition of the Use in War of asphyxiating poisonous or other gases and of bacteriological methods of warfare in violation of the Geneva Protocol 1972 Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological and Toxic Weapons and their destruction. In 2003-04 Global Technology Assessment, vector weaponization, which basically means you're taking viruses and through chimeric hybridization technology, you're combining the DNA of different viruses to use recombinant technology to create, through gain of function technology, something that is got greater pathogenicity and greater virulence to use as a and deploy as a bioweapon against the population. So CCAM made much of China's expanding research in the area of polymerase chain reaction technology. It had become obvious that China had joined the Club of Nations conducting gain-of-function research with the aim of constructing chimeric viruses. Since that time, MCAM has monitored the development of research and commercial efforts in this field, including the research synergies forming between the CDC, the NIAID, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Harvard University, MRI University, Vanderbilt University, Tsinghua University in China, University of Pennsylvania, many other research institutions as well. So NIH's grant, A123946-08, issued by Dr. Ralph Barrick at the North Carolina at Chapel Hill, officially classified as being affiliated with Dr. Anthony Fauci's NIAID since at least 2003, began work on the synthetic alteration of the coronaviridae, the coronavirus family, for the purpose of achieving pathogenic enhancement, detection, and manipulation, which effectively fit the definition of gain-of-function research. And while Fauci will continue to not deny this and claim that critics like Senator Rand Paul don't know what they're talking about in reference to gain-of-function allegations, the case for Fauci's NIAID engaging in such research should be obvious by now. Going all the way back to May 21st, 2000, Dr. Berkin, the UNC, sought to patent critical sections of the coronavirus family for their commercial benefit. However, this can be misleading as it makes it seem like a money-making scheme when there is actually far more to it than that. Let's face it, the business of manufacturing bioweapons has to, like any other business, be profitable if it's going to survive, and better still, thrive. So this is what's key to it all, is the fact that they have turned the bioweapon research field into a profitable business. And one of the several papers derived from work sponsored by this grant, Dr. Barrett published what was reported to be the full-length cDNA of SARS-CoV, in which he was clearly stating that SARS-CoV-1 constituted a chimeric viral construct of composite DNA segments. So in April of 2002, approximately a year before the SARS outbreak in Asia, Christopher M. Curtis, Boyd Yount, and Ralph Barrick filed an application for U.S. patent 7,279,372 for a method of producing a recombinant coronavirus. For anyone who has ever done any research in the subject area, recombinant technology involves the reconstituting of viruses through genetic splicing of DNA to create chimeric hybrids. In the first public record of the claims, they sought to patent a method for producing an infectious replication defective coronavirus. This work was supported by an NIH grant and GM63228. In short, the HHS was involved in funding the amplification of coronavirus pathogenicity between 1999 and 2002, which was before SARS was ever detected in humans. So at this time frame, MCAM, that's Dr. Martin's company, noted that the CDC was aggressively pursuing some rather unorthodox patent applications. For instance, on April 25th, 2003, they sought to patent the SARS coronavirus isolated from humans, which had purportedly transferred to humans during the 2002-2003 SARS outbreak in Asia. Now, it will be shown that the bill 35 USC 101 prohibits the patenting of nature. The bill did not deter the CDC from attempting to do just that, however, patent nature. Their application, updated in 2007, was finally issued under U.S. Patent 7220852. Despite the illicit nature of the patent application, the illegally obtained patent constrained anyone not licensed by their patent from manipulating SARS-CoV or from developing tests or kits to detect the presence of the SARS coronavirus in humans, or from working with their patented virus for therapeutic use. This means that the patent holder had obtained proprietary ownership not only of the virus itself, but held the only authorized license to seek its detection. through that PCR test, and the only authorized license to develop therapies to ostensibly combat it. In other words, the patent owners had achieved complete mastery over the means and ends by applying Hegelian dialectics of thesis, antithesis, synthesis in order to achieve problem, reaction, solution objectives in order to patent the problem, gain proprietary ownership of the means of detecting it, while at the same time gaining proprietary ownership over the therapeutic so-called solution. This led to research experimentation that included recombinant chimeric engineering gain-of-function studies, viral characterization, detection and treatment in the form of experimental vaccines and other so-called therapies, along with efforts to achieve successful weaponization of coronaviruses. So that puts it into a nutshell, that they gain complete control over the whole industry of health science, and, you know, they make it seem as if these viruses have just accidentally jumped the species barrier, which, by the way, is quite impossible that you could have such an array of retroviruses all jumping the species barrier within such a tight time frame, because it defies the natural process of evolution and the natural course of mutations that take place over a considerable time scale. And they basically telescoped this all down to a time frame of some 10 years to create an array of these clearly altered viruses that have been able to jump the species barrier from animals to humans in a very, very short time frame. And it's just simply not possible unless there's been an artificial intervention, because nature cannot make it happen that fast. And they're clearly violating the law, because they're patenting nature. And the level of fraud that the CDC and other agencies have gone through to actually break this patent law and to pressure the patent office to actually publish that which should never have been patented in the first place is incredible. It's astounding. And how there hasn't been some oversight or some effort to stop this is just beyond comprehension. It shows that there's got to be complicity at all levels of government to have allowed this to go through. So we're really the victims of our own folly. I mean, you can't blame anyone but ourselves as a society to have allowed this to take place. There's just not enough whistleblowers. There's not enough people speaking out. There's not enough people that have courage of their convictions. And this is what we've got to. This is where we are at, is the fact that too many people are worried about their jobs, they're worried about their futures, they're worried about their reputation, or whatever the heck they're worried about, and they're just not doing what they should be doing, which is blowing the whistle on this stuff and stopping it. Anyway, that's enough for now. I'm sure you've got other things to say, George. I just wanted to share that stuff.
Well, the big thing is the biggest weakness of our society, what I see, especially the people who are sort of back out of prison now, is just the immediate return to the mundane and the stupid and the useless. Getting drunk, sports, everything that doesn't matter really about anything. I guess, you know, we call that the pursuing happiness. Pursue happiness, but to hell with life and liberty. Life and liberty right now are on the front page. One thing I'd like to add from my reading of Alien Viruses, Crashed UFOs, MJ-12, and Biowarfare by Dr. Robert M. Wood and Nick Redfern, I'm in Chapter 21, and they talk about the surge of deaths of microbiologists in the early part of this century. November 12, 2001, Dr. Benito Keig, a cell biologist working on infectious diseases, including HIV, found dead outside his laboratory at Miami Medical School, laid off as a mugger. 11 days later, Dr. Vladimir Pashanik, former microbiologist with BioPreparat, the bioweapons production facility in the old Russia. He was found dead in Wiltshire, England, and he may have been part of Soviet Union's clandestine biological warfare program, working on a lot of the things we kind of talk about. But the big thing was, pardon me, the Spanish flu. He was supposed to be getting samples from bodies that were recovered from the good old days and didn't live to talk about it too much. He died 6 weeks after the planned exhumations were announced. November 24th, 2001, FBI announced missing Ebola specialist Dr. Don C. Wiley, 57, last seen in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was affiliated with Harvard biochemistry, biophysics professor, national expert on Ebola, HIV, herpes, and influenza, a winner of the Japan Prize for their discoveries on immune system protection of humans from infections. Well, that can't be protected. We're going to have biowarfare. And then on the same day, conveniently, a Swiss air flight from Berlin to Zurich crashed with three more microbiologists on it. And those are all coincidences, I guess, but very big coincidences. So we have Amir Ramp, Eldor 59, head of hematology department, Ishilov Hospital, Tel Aviv, world-recognized blood clotting expert, Avishi Berkman, 50, director of Tel Aviv Public Health Department, and a Dr. Yaakov Matzner, 54, head of the Hebrew University School of Medicine, were the persons killed in that plane crash. But then, after 9/11, in a post-9/11 world, who remembers anything at all? Because that was the other big illusion delusion that was put upon us. And like Dr. Bregan said, who could ever have thought that the big issues we worked on before would be the warm-up act for this? Can you believe it? I find it hard to believe, but it is true. And that's one thing about Power Hour. They're not the warm-up act. As Joyce always said, it's the real thing, the real deal, Power Hour. Thanks for coming to this show. Thanks for emancipating yourselves from mental slavery of mainstream media. I'm George Freund. We had Timothy Stearman with us. God bless you all. Fight for the Republic the best you can with knowledge. That is the power.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.